The researchers evaluated walking and gross motor development in 12-month-old and 24-month-old children. They also did functional brain scans on the toddlers to identify links between brain networks as kids learned to walk and to control their bodies. Washington University child psychiatrist Natasha Maris says delays in those types of gross motor skills are linked to autism risk.
Gross motor development is a big one. Children with delays in gross motor development or relatively low gross motor function as young as 6 months are more likely to have autism later. So that was one reason that we chose to focus on gross motor function. What networks are related to improved gross motor ability?
One key finding from the study is that although motor networks are involved in learning to walk, so is the default mode network. That's a brain network that becomes most active when a person seemingly isn't doing much. It's normally associated less with movement and more with sense of self and relationship to one's environment.
Finding a network that has been associated with a lot of self-referential thought processes is involved in early motor behavior brings to mind the potential for this idea that these networks that are involved in a sense of self are also involved in your ability to move effectively in your environment.
Mara says it makes some sense that a network like the default mode would be involved in walking because as kids learn to walk, the activity becomes more of a self-conscious skill.
The first thing is one foot in front of the other, figure out how to control your limbs. But later, as your walking ability develops, you might be thinking about, where exactly am I going to put my foot? Or do I need to watch out for that thing and therefore not just leap to do one action, but actually readjust my position?
Maris says the new findings could help researchers better understand brain differences that may both delay the age at which children walk and that may be connected to autism. Because if researchers can understand how brain connections enhance something like learning to walk, they also may gain a greater understanding of how those networks elevate or reduce a child's risk for autism spectrum disorder.
If we know that motor delays are related to autism, then that leads us to think that connectivity and experiences that could push or could reinforce the connectivity in a way that's more positive for motor function might also be more positive for other aspects of development, like social development. Networks that are involved in activities that are thought to be, like I said, more related to your sense of self and also, potentially more socially related are actually coming up as being related to motor ability.
The results of the study, conducted by the Multicenter Infant Brain Imaging Study, or IBIS network, are published in the journal Cerebral Cortex. I'm Jim Dryden.